Our panel.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. Today I'm going to be doing a podcast. Well, actually, my friend Gabriel's on Skype with me, but I'm actually going to do a podcast on how to get DeckTalk Access 32 set up on Windows NT 4 with HAL. Now, the DeckTalk Access 32 driver for is an SSIL driver. Those are mainly for Windows 9X, but there's a workaround to get those to work on NT with HAL. I'll demonstrate how to set all this up. I have Windows NT 4 already running. I'm going to press Alt Tab.
Gabriel Ori on that window with pain.
Okay, so let's actually go to grossgang.com. I'm actually going to run the executable. Let's see.
Ask my window, okay. My computer.
Okay.
Inbox, Internet Explorer selected. Ask my HTTP. WinWorld.
Hey guys. Gabriel here.
Control.
Yeah. So I'm going to press Alt D.
Live locus address.
I'll press enter.
Security alert window. You are about
alert.
No button.
Okay.
Yes button.
Yes.
Space. No click. Auto virtual.
And I'm going to go to the TTS folder.
Make side dip.
They'll get there before me
because
I still
have my
Rust
TTS scroll frame index of DeckTalk
software and manual
link. Index of TTS click add to zip DTXS 32v441 XE link.
This for DTXS 32v441, you can install either 4.41 or 4.60, it doesn't matter, but for this demo, I'm going to install 4.41 since it sounds a bit better in my opinion.
Live focus file download with can save open.
Open.
File download window. Estimated time left. Download estimated auto virtual focus index of live focus selected.
Hey, mechanical
C colon
keyboard.
Backslash deck 32.
Yeah, this is very educational.
It asked me where I want to put this. And I'll press enter to install in C colon backslash deck 32.
Setup window, setup completed successfully.
It's already
okay
done.
Button, auto virtual focus index of TTS.
As you can tell, that's more simpler than the DeckTalk 4.60 setup. It's a 16-bit setup program, so if you're on a 64-bit system, you will not be able to install this, unless you really know what you're doing. But it's very simple. All it needs to do is copy some files over. And if you want, I could actually do a podcast on how to copy this without this setup program if you guys want. Just, you know, I'll give my contact info at the end of the podcast. Anyway.
Live focus desktop window. Or
what we're going to do is I'm going to run, or actually I'm going to install the SSIO drivers. So run dialog.
Run window.
I'm going to do
no selection.
HTTP
colon.
Colon.
Slash.
I'm actually going to
GROPFGCOFSLAT.
TTS slash SSIL
slash
SSIL dot exe
desktop window.
So are you doing this in the Windows NT 4 side or the Windows 10 side?
Maximize shift tab tab cursor dial cursor menu tabs and wind blank page opera with.
Ooh, I didn't want to do it at opera.
Alt F4 menu, tabs and tab, HTTP, run window, desktop window, task, desktop with inbox, select, Internet Explorer selected, auto virtual, download, complete frame, disable up arrow button, top, frame, top, top, disabled down arrow button.
You'll have to tell me about that later, because I'm just going to download NT4.
Clear, OM, slash. File download.
Now, I am in the file download dialog. I'm going to open the SSIL.exe program.
Save open button.
Open.
File download win. Cancel block. Close this dialog box when download completes unselected checkbox. Estimated time. Click 7-zip set button.
I'm going to go to the browse button and go to C colon backslash program files backslash dolphin backslash sam SSIL.
Fix buttons. Browse. Can specify 3C. Jet type. Wint. Program. Cop. Dot. Marquis. Dot. Link. Or field. Sam. Map. Or. Marquis. Jeffer. Select. Sensor. Text. Sam. Jacrify. Sam. Sale. Closed. Select.
I'll just mute my mic for now.
Button. Cancel. Extract button. Confirm yes to all
it's
button.
All.
Zero. Please upgrade your browser. Mic.
Who cares? I don't care about upgrading the browser. Thank you.
Desktop window works.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to modify, we need to modify some code. We're on an NT4 system, so we need to modify a bit of code for this to work. So I'm going to go to my computer.
My computer selected. My computer would see Dexter program files, common files on Dolphin selected. Alan, Samsil, Alan, Samsil select. A2E, Dexter, settings on select. Dexter, B2SIF selected. Open with window. Blank, blank. Choose the program you want to use. Scrollable list view.
I press tab to go to this list. I don't press.
Exclude. MS Notepad.
So I press down until I hear Notepad, and I'm gonna press Enter.
Deck 32 SIF Notepad window.
Blank,
Deck 32 blank line.
And on this, I'm gonna type in
NT dash, oops, dash equals 1. NT equals 1.
I'm gonna save this.
Save. Deck 32 SIF note, Deck 32 desktop window, control.
Before we even use any program that uses DeckTalk, we need to start the 32-bit DeckTalk server. So I'll press Windows R.
Run window, type the name.
I'll type in
no selection, colon, backslash, DEC 32, backslash, GWDEC 32.exe, desktop window, workspace,
I'm gonna
menu,
start menu.
Program, have or Sam menu, configure Sam.
Configure Sam, here we go.
Taskbar with Sam, Santa cylinder, config name unit, stroke, sensotech, your Santa cylinder, config space, Santa cylinder.
We're in the dialog, I'll press down order to choose driver from a list.
Select
button,
from list
button.
Selected radio list bot accent, deck access 32 selected.
Okay, and now it appears.
Okay, button.
I'll press Enter.
Sam config detect on about closed desktop
okay,
window.
Okay, didn't give me any errors or anything. Oh, so this worked, hopefully. I'm going to press Control Space to go to the Help menu. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Help Control, Configure Act,
okay.
Settings, File Map, Help Settings button,
System Setup,
Space Bar, System Detect, Output Devices
device,
button,
output
Choose
devices.
It, Output, Select Synthesizer, Space,
Select Synthesizer, I'll press Up Arrow,
Deck Access 32
and
selected.
If I did everything correctly, and set up everything up correctly without messing up, If I press Enter, I should hear the following.
Output devices win. Synthesizer group. Select synthesizer button.
Yep, there's Deck talking Hal. Let's do this.
System setup win. Output devices button. Hal control panel win. Access system setup property sheet. System setup button. Desktop win. Shut down Windows window. Are you sure you want? Shut down the computer. Select the radio. Taskbar window. Taskbar toolbar.
Okay, I'll press left control space.
Hal control panel win. Access system setup property sheet. Configure access system keys button. Controls which keys or braille buttons do what in the access system. Speech output settings button. Select
speech
voices, sound effects, and spoken language. Speech output settings win. Speech pinnable list by 335. Selected range 120 to 550.
So we have range from 120 to 550.
550. 120. 130. 140. 150. 160. 170. 180.
I'll keep it at 180.
Announce braille changes unselected checkbox. Voice and language selection button.
Voice and language selection.
Space bar. Voice and language configuration window. Screen reader group. Language US. English pull down list box. Perfect Paul pull down list box. Perfect Paul.
So you have our voices. I'll press home.
Beautiful Betty.
This is Beautiful Betty speaking.
Dr. Dennis.
This is Dr. Dennis speaking.
Frail Frank.
This is Frail Frank speaking.
Huge Harry.
This is Huge Harry speaking.
Kit the Kid.
This is Kit the Kid speaking.
Perfect Paul. This is Perfect Paul speaking. Rough Rita.
This is Rough Rita speaking.
Uppy Ursula.
This is Uppy Ursula speaking.
Whispering Wendy.
This is Whispering Wendy speaking.
Perfect Paul, this is Perfect Paul speaking.
So go back to Paul.
Screen group, language US, English pull down list box.
Yes, English is the only language there.
Head areas, voice Perfect Paul pull down list box. Menu, voice Perfect Paul pull down list box. Document, read voice Perfect Paul pull down list box. Virtual focus, voice Perfect Paul pull down list box. Load all default voices button. Create user defined voices button. Space bar, user defined voices window. Language US, English pull down list box.
Press tab.
Voice Perfect Paul pull down list box.
And
so you can still create your own voices, right?
Yep.
Delete button.
Delete.
Rename button.
Rename.
Parameters for Perfect Paul group. Pitch spinnable list box. Defa selected range 50 to 350.
pitch.
50 speech parameter test.
50.
350 speech parameter test.
Wow.
DeFa speech parameter test.
DeFa. It says DeFa for whatever good reason.
Intonation spinnable list box. DeFa selected range 0 to 250. Zero speech parameter test.
At zero, it sounds like a complete monotone robot.
250 speech parameter test.
And at 250, yep. It has a lot of inflection.
DeFa speech parameter test.
Said back to DeFa.
Yeah.
Other speech parameters group. Parameter based voice name pull down list box.
You know,
oh, wow.
Cooper's down arrow.
Gender.
Gender.
Value spinnable list box. Default selected.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
If you set that to female, will it start clipping?
Let's
here we go.
Cursor down.
Oop. I'll press up arrow.
Speech parameter test.
Female.
Actually, I didn't clip very much. That was female.
Male. Speech parameter test. Cursor up.
Male.
Speech parameter test. Speech parameter test. Default.
Oh, I set back to default.
Parameter gender pull down list box. Head size.
Head size. Okay.
Value spinnable list box. Default selected.
I'll press up arrow.
Ooh, nice.
65.
Speech parameter test.
Wow. And 145.
145.
Does that clip at 145?
Yes.
Default speech parameter test.
Email shift tab.
Parameter head
Ouch.
Size pull down list box. Voice
Although
gain.
I can't really hear it.
Voice
so.
Gain.
Value spinnable list box. Default selected.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll press upper.
Zero.
Zero. It's like no voiced sound.
86.
Ow, clip. That was random.
I kind of heard that.
Default speech parameter.
You guys, I kind of heard that.
Yeah.
Parameter voice gain pull down list box.
Okay.
Frication gain.
Frication gain.
Value spinnable list box.
Ooh,
default
just set that.
Selected. Zero.
Out to zero.
Parameter test.
Frication and aspiration, yeah, just set that to zero.
Who knows? That was zero. Frication zero.
86. Speech parameter test.
And 86. Well. Wow.
Default speech parameter test. Parameter frication gain pull down list box. Aspiration gain.
Aspiration gain.
Value spinnable list box. Zero. Speech parameter test.
Ooh.
At zero.
Actually, that is not.
And then we have.
Oh, there comes David again.
Speech parameter test.
Yeah.
Wow. Almost.
Clicked. We're doing another podcast.
Yep. It's on HAL
Ooh.
Windows NT4, and I'm doing the recording.
Default speech parameter test. Parameter aspiration gain pull down list box. Phrase pause.
Phrase pause.
Sentence pause.
Latch
pause.
Calling
cursor
alert.
Down. Voice and language
ben
configuration
ben
window. Speech output settings window.
HAL
control
I'm
panel window. Desktop window. Workspace.
Windows.
List
Windows.
View.
Gabriel Aurea. Windows on that Skype Bob with
you want me to add him in here?
Row one cop. Gabriel Aurea. Type a
I'm
message your edit multi line blank.
I'm gonna text my wait,
Windows NT. Windows NT. Audacity.
I'm actually so, you know, that's pretty much the end of this podcast. You know, we've set up Deck Talk and HAL and everything. And, well, if you want to contact...
Well, I'm not going to give my contact information this time.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to stop you for a sec. I'm not going to give my contact information this time because that's in the parties. So you can look at those.
So to contact me, you can find me... you can email me by type... by. You can email me at dathake@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. And you can find me on Skype as datajake9999. So I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.